What's up, guys? This is a Sorry For Your Loss after show. This one is entitled The Well. This is episode 9. So much relationship drama. Let's get to it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
How you guys doing? Thanks for joining us. This is this episode. I love this episode. Can I just tell y'all
it
that?
It made me feel like I was right about everything.
Maybe. You have been right a lot. Anyway, guys, welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is the Sorry For Your Loss after show. This is episode 9. It was titled The Well. We got so much stuff to get into. But before we do that, I got to let you guys know that I'm, as always, joined by some fire co-hosts. First of all, we got an Elizabeth Olsen stan. We got to give you, you're more than just that. But
I know.
Yeah, you have a long list. She's doing plenty of things like Disney Plus, all those type of things. But the reason she's doing this show, other than the fact that she loves it, is she's followed Elizabeth Olsen her entire career and she loves her. This is Shay Jones.
Oh, thank you so much for that.
That was a great
marvelous introduction.
No problem. And of course, we got on the far left there, Miss Haley Matthews, who binge watched the entire show. Well, season one, at least, when you first watch it. It just pulled you in. And she, every week, just checks in on all of the actors and gets all the news information on us just because she's that intrigued into the characters. So, like I said, this is Haley Matthews.
Hey, guys.
And my name is D'Angelo. I was with you guys for season one. I love this show. Had to come back for season two to lead host. And we got plenty of things to get into. But before we start to really analyze the show and do what we do really well, I just want you guys to know we got a couple of things for you. We're going to be getting into some mental facts a little later. We will have a news section led by Haley. But first of all, I don't even know where to start. Okay, so... You know, we always talk about Danny and Lee's relationship, and we got more of that in this episode, and maybe it has come to a conclusion. I just want to get you guys' overall thoughts about what you saw from them in this episode.
Haley, you want to start?
Like, their relationships? They came and went so fast.
I know. It escalated super quickly, and then, like... So, I mean, I guess that's a very general question. So, I'll give you something more specific. Danny finally dropped... Okay, here's a prediction that I finally got right. We knew that Danny was going to drop the fact that he, like, told... Like, the fact that Matt was thinking about having an affair on Lee, right?
Okay.
And he did it in a way that was kind of very Danny, very selfish. How do you feel about Lee's response? And, like, she pretty much was like, I will never hate Matt. Like, how did you feel about that whole conversation, that dialogue?
I feel like... Okay, so... It was an interesting conversation because it really did escalate quickly because the first conversation was going calm and nice and they were on a path. But as soon as they got to a conversation Danny didn't want to have, like, he backed away.
He's defensive.
And he backed away, but then Lee kept pushing. Though that's also her problem. She pushes, but she doesn't like it back at her.
That's interesting, though, because I feel like she was being mad patient.
She was being a lot patient.
Until very patient.
And her approach, although I think her approach was a little manipulative, like to hide it behind an article. I didn't really like that.
It was, and he caught her on it too.
Yeah.
Like he's saying, was this really an article or are you really just trying to play like psychiatrist with me? Mm-hmm.
But that shows how much like he opens up to her. That she has to like lie about it.
Right, exactly. Well, he doesn't open up to anyone including himself, which is his own issue, right?
Yeah.
So that conversation was very interesting, and I think it was insightful into their relationship, though. Like, the first question she asks is, like, what makes you what's changed in our relationship? And she listed her reason. He didn't really have a reason. She was like, oh, he was like, I'm kind of happier. But she listed something that I don't think is necessarily true, and I wanted to see what you guys think about this. She said that Danny understands what she's going through.
Yeah, which is, as we see... It's not true.
Right.
What she's going through and Danny's going through are two different things.
Right.
And I don't think she sees it that way, which is also the problem, too. Mm. You had your relationship with Matt, and I had my own relationship with Matt. And I do have a right to be angry at the way me and his relationship worked out. That's not to dismiss your relationship with them, but also I have to call you on it because you always want to hold him on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he was your husband. Okay, cool. But there were some things that he did that you definitely probably didn't like.
Mm-hmm. So you feel like, I guess there's two sides to this thing, right? Danny's like saying that Matt's was a horrible person, not a horrible person, but a really bad person, and he wants to focus on the negative. Lee feels like he was like a saint and wants to focus on the positives. Positive. Is one of them wrong? Is one of them right?
I think they. Danny needs to get to the other side of the good times he did have with Matt. And then Lee also needs to recognize there were some parts of her relationship with that where maybe she even felt resentment towards, but she would never, you know, say it. I think they're both the other side of each other.
They both are perfect for each other.
They seriously are two people who are perfect for each other, but also need to get on the other side of that. I'm not saying Lee needs to get angry with Matt now that she even has information. I think she needs to, you know, take it in and figure out how she's going to process this and keep on moving on.
Yeah.
But Danny also needs to let go of all the anger, because all that anger is just weighing his soul down.
Right. Yeah. What do you think, Kaylee?
I think, like, she feels how she feels. At the end of the day, it's very hard to feel connected to somebody after you've been through that.
Yeah.
And if that's how she feels, just let her feel that way. And what's the point of being mad with, like, a dead person? It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, but then she's also, but she wants him to accept the fact that she accepts all the good that she had with Matt. But she can't accept the fact that all he sees is the bad. She doesn't want to hear it. She doesn't want to see it. And that's not good for, that's not respectful of him either.
And the question is, can she ever move on if that's her perspective?
No. Even, like I said, like last week, it doesn't matter. She will still love him. He's not here.
Right.
There's no argument to be had with him. Her experience is still her experience with him, and that's all she has left.
I agree. There's no changing Matt, not Matt, Danny, what it seemed like he was trying to do, because she called him out on it too. She was like, why did you share this information with me? It seems like it wants her to see him in a negative way so that she can love him more, Danny more, which I thought was like, that's kind of what I picked up on it. Because okay. She like,
yeah.
You guys feeling me on that? Yeah. So, I don't know, though. Like, that, obviously, I agree with you. Like, that's not going to work. You're not going to get her to, like, put him down for you.
Right.
But, like, who would do that to somebody?
Exactly. Someone very selfish. Yeah, Danny was, like, kind of starting to get some cool points from me, and then, like, he even went back into Danny territory, and I was like, well, okay. You're you.
And he's, like, I don't understand why he's, like, with her if he's just miserable.
He said he's slightly happier, I guess.
But I think he is happier, but I need the happy. Like, why you put a plural on something that should be a singular?
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Like, why? Okay, if you're happier, that's awesome, but what can we get to make you happy?
Yeah. Well, I think, and I want to know what you guys think about this too. Well, let me ask you first before I say my opinion. Who do you feel like, just from what we've seen, is doing better at their grief process? Who has, like, done a more proactive job, or, like, you feel like it's healthier and further along in their walk? And then why?
Lee.
Yeah.
Why?
But only...
What have you seen?
There are certain aspects of Lee's growth and her grief that I can say, yes, I feel like Lee is farther along, because she actually is doing... She is going towards what she wanted to do. She wanted to write. She wanted to be a writer.
Right.
And even if it is about her life, it actually is getting a positive response, too.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, that also is cathartic and helps her that way too, getting your thoughts down and actually saying, hear somebody else say, oh, I was experiencing that same thing. But on the flip side of that, you have people who are thinking you're a perfect widower, like her friend Becky said.
Mm-hmm.
And baby, nobody is perfect around
right.
here.
Right.
There is no perfect way to grieve. There is no perfect way to be a widower. Perfect should also be a vocabulary word that we should just throw out. We should stop using when it comes to a lot of terms in our life
right.
that it does not belong to.
For sure. What do you think, Haley?
I thought, honestly, Lee has made, like, she's made strides in her life, in her grief. She's not holding on to, like, Matt in an anger way, like, in an angry way. And she's figuring out how to live her life without him. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for her, but she's moving on. Matt is just, he's stuck in this angry... I'm sorry, Danny. He's stuck in this angry place with his brother, which is not healthy at all.
Right.
And he's fighting a dead person.
And that's a fight you can't be won.
Yeah, it's not. You're not going to win a fight with somebody that's not here.
Yeah. I think it's so insightful, and I'm sure it was intentional. Neither one of the processes have been very pretty. It's been very, like, messy. But one person is being quite proactive in there. She's gone to small groups. She's sharing with people one-on-one. She's, like, letting it out. Danny is kind of someone that has held it in, and you see how he's walking 10 hours in L.A. My man said from Culver City to downtown L.A., that's a hell of a walk.
Sir, I'm surprised you even survived with your wallet at that point. He said that, I was just like, why are you so calm?
It's mad casual. I think, but is this a gender? You think this might be a gender thing too, though? Sometimes it's a lot easier and socially acceptable for women to share and deal with grief and look weak. And men, maybe not the case.
Especially, I also feel like for a black man, especially a black man, but also any man, I think I love the fact that now TV shows are also trying to break the toxic masculinity of it all.
Yeah.
But Danny's in his near 30s. Yeah, he was around before all this like happened, where it was okay for like you was like, you know, take a deep breath, shrug it off, and keep on pushing. Like, it's like, if you don't look at it, if you don't think about it, it'll go away.
Yeah.
But that's what I keep saying, is very unhealthy.
I don't think we've even seen him cry. Have we? I can't think of a time I've seen him cry.
I was like, cry out of anger, but that's like, it was more frustration tears, right? And nothing actual, like a breakdown.
Like tear. Crying out of weakness.
Yeah.
We haven't seen
him. Does he have to cry, though?
I would love that, actually. I feel like that's the first step of his healing.
Yeah, and I think that's a good question. We have later for you guys, too, a section where we're going to help people understand or share a little bit of notes about understanding grief. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that too, because these are very important questions. And we definitely don't have the answers. We just have our perspective. But I think it's essential when you lose someone to let that go and cry. I think that's healthy. I don't think that's weakness, personally.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weakness either.
Mm-hmm.
Did we see him right after Matt died?
I'm trying to remember in season one. I mean, we started with Lee. I'm pretty confident saying I don't think I've seen Danny cry.
Oh, well, he'll have a breakdown eventually.
It's gonna be
he's going to.
Yeah. Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about with Danny and Lee too. So Lee got this conversation. There's no way we can not talk about this. Her friend that she went to coffee with.
Let's talk about Becky.
Becky
with the good hair. Let's talk
Becky
about
was real, though, in my opinion.
She wasn't real, but I'm also just like, hey, she couldn't just like...
Yeah, like slide it in. She was like...
Like, can you get subtle about it? Like,
she was
just,
raw. She was raw.
You went straight to my face and just said you a liar.
Well, she is.
True, yeah.
Is it lying by not talking about it if you don't want to talk about it yet?
Lee is the girl in the group of friends where everybody shares their business and she just sits there and just listens and doesn't say anything. That's who she is.
In general, or you just feel like with this?
In general, that's who she is.
Mm-hmm.
She won't share her business, but she'll listen to everybody else's.
I actually can see that.
Hmm. I don't know if I agree.
But... And I also felt something like if I piggyback off that, and then when I do share it and now I feel judged for it, what was all the good listening I was doing before? For then when I didn't judge you and your life choices.
Okay, here's why I don't agree with you. The conversation she had with Jules and Tommy after, she basically was like, I know my process has been a mess, but the one thing I can hang my hat on is that I'm being honest. And I loved how she responded. Someone pulled out a negative for something that she wasn't doing and she owned up to. She was like, okay, let me write an article about it. And so I feel like when she said that, I agreed with that. I was like, yo, she has been honest throughout this entire process, even if it was rude, it was ugly, I disagree with it, but she was mad honest. So I feel like I love that Becky gave her that information, said it the way she said it, because that's how Lee talks to everybody. Very frank.
But at first, but I got confused about the last part. She was like, I mean, maybe if I was sleeping with my dead husband.
That was snarky.
I was just like, look, girl.
That was
not
snarky.
That
was the one part where she could have left that part out.
I could have slapped you for that. That's real.
It is real.
That's real.
And I feel like Lee would say some stuff like that.
Yeah, what's the point of having a friend if they're not real?
But you didn't have to go out. You could do this at my house. You ain't doing a coffee shop. I'm just
there. And then she was like,
I'm fine with I'm fine with my friends calling me out. But certain words, let's do it in privacy. That way I can step on you back and just get it out of my system instead of holding my tongue in public.
fair. I would say Lee, from what we've seen about her personality, she'd be like that, and she kind of kept her mouth shut and took it, which
which is growth.
I respect that. Yeah, and maybe that's part of like the fact that, you know, she feels super bad about it anyway, so she feels a little more humbled. Because she did, I think last episode she was like, "I can't judge." She was talking to Jules. I can't judge nobody right now.
Yeah, she has no scenario right now can she judge anybody.
Facts.
I mean, facts. But also, Huffa, you didn't have to call me.
With all that being said.
Well, all that being said, like, I'm not discounting what she said as being real or truth or whatever. Yeah. But however, you also didn't have to come from my life like that.
Get you friends like Becky. If you don't have a Becky in your group, you're going to fall. You're going to be a liar.
I mean, I am that way for most of my friends because I'm just blunt. But I'm also, sometimes I realize my words come out too...
Like, too sharp.
Too sharp like Becky. So I also have to feel like, how do I merge the right words into... giving you the right amount that you need.
Giving you some encouragement.
But also at the same time saying, not snarking at you or just like trying to comfort your life at the same time.
That's when you're like, I love what you shared. I'm glad you trust me with this space. But that was crazy. And you a liar. Get it together.
I just been like...
Sandwich it.
Like, this is what I would have said. Okay, this is me as Becky. I would have said, you are telling your truth, but it's not the whole truth. And until you tell the whole truth, it's not completely being honest.
That's cute.
I would have been like Becky for sure.
I think I would have been Becky just because it would have been raw, like raw.
Yeah, well, yeah, like,
but that's just, good. I like that. Hey,
if I had time to think about it, it would have came out like that. However, I couldn't even say if she said it to my face, what would actually came out.
Yeah.
But now, because I thought about it and I seen the episode, this is what I'm going to come across what I'm saying to Lee.
What you said is what I would say via text message when I got a couple of seconds to think about it. In person is what I would have said, what Becky said. But
she still didn't have to say if I was sleeping with my dead husband's sister who was in Toronto.
It wasn't mean. It wasn't mean. Mm-hmm. If Lee would have responded back to her, it would have been mean.
Okay. On Lee's part.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think that's it for now with Danny and Lee. I think we do have a concluding quote. Go ahead.
I would just say this on Danny and Lee. Though they are done right now.
Maybe.
I feel like if there is a third season, they will get back together. Hopefully.
What's your early prediction?
That's my early prediction of healthier, healthier versions of themselves away from each other, and they'll get back together.
And completely disagree.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
But that's cute. It's a cute prediction.
Because even you even had the nerve to say that they're good for you. They're perfect for each other. I feel like once they work out their own issues with their own selves.
I said that in an ironic way, like they're perfect for each other, and that they have what one another needs. She needs to see him in a more negative way to help her. He needs to see her in a more positive.
See Matt in
a more positive way. I don't. Because I'm officially good with saying that there's not a good relationship for them, because he couldn't name what she does for him in a relationship, and she could. And what she said was something that's not even true. He doesn't understand her grief process, and that's why they keep arguing.
True. But that's how she feels, though.
Yeah, but it's not built
that
in truth.
That doesn't make it right.
Yeah. Okay. She feels that way. She can have her truth, but sometimes your truth is wrong.
Facts. Can I get an amen?
And that's why you shouldn't boo Drake at Camp Frog.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Inside
joke.
That's everybody knows about that. So the other thing, we you know, last few episodes, we've literally been getting just relationship development for Danny and Lee, and then on the other side, it's been Jules and Tommy, which is now an ex relationship from what we saw. How did you guys feel about Jules and how she was like kind of pushing on the job situation on Tommy, and how she handled it?
I'm still, that pause was really because I'm still trying to contemplate. I mean, I love the idea, and if that was something Tommy had wanted,
yeah, I don't.
Great job, babe. Great job for you. You know, trying to support me and help me out, but you also weren't listening to what Tommy wanted. She was happy in where she is in her life.
Right. Tommy, a real one. First of all, she saw it. She was like, "I see where this is going. I'm out." Grabbed her little belt, her panties, and walked out. I'm like, "Ooh!" All right, go ahead, keep going.
I'm done. but you're right. Tommy was like very real because she understands where she is, and she went through her journey to figure out who she is now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Jules has not avoiding it, but putting it to the wayside, and then just jumped into your new relationship, and in a way, almost. Like, she was her mom for a second. Well, trying to control control everything in the situation around her.
Yeah.
To the way she thought it should go.
As a projection, because she's not dealing with her own stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the way Tommy called her out on that.
That's good.
You need this, like, this relationship, though it ended, was going to prepare you for something even better.
Facts.
Take the lesson and then move on to what you're supposed to be doing in your life.
Yeah.
I think Jules needs to sit down.
Well, like, she's going
to
be.
No, she needs to go to Vietnam.
She's flying.
That's what she
needs
to do.
She's going to sit down on a plane. True.
I just don't. That whole relationship, it started and it, like, ended. So they were, like, sleeping together. Like, not, like, having sex, but, like staying in each other's houses so quickly. It's like they were already married.
That's what happens sometimes in new relationships.
No, I think that's the modern day.
That was just so quick to me.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You see where it ended up.
Yeah, because they didn't really know each other
yet.
Yeah. Like, after y'all hook up, she tell you, oh, I've been to jail. Like, imagine if that was a dude and a girl.
I mean, that happens. You act like that probably is a story that has never happened if it was
no, like, it is. Yeah. It's realistic, for sure. But it is, I'm with you, like, in the sense that, like, it just escalated so quickly. I think it's because Jules was in a very vulnerable place and Tommy was, like, very proactive. Like, super proactive.
She just crossed the line.
Jules.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I think I like Lee's advice. He was like, you're just a Shaw. Like, that's just kind of, that's learned behavior. And that's funny how that works, but it's so true. Like, it's things that I've done, that my parents have done, and I'm like, I can't believe I just did that. Like, that's so ugly. I hate that.
Yeah, it's learned behavior. Like, stubbornness. Like, even though I'm adopted, I would realize I was doing things my dad would do.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I thought I got this from my birth mom, but no, I learned this from you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So at least I recognize it.
Yeah.
I think that's also the key. Recognize the things that brought you up in the world, but learn what you need to do for yourself differently to make a go at life.
Agree. Is there anything that you guys feel like Tommy did wrong?
Not at all. I mean, maybe the harsh, just like, I gotta go to work, like, we're going, I mean, granted, that's her own truth and how she felt in the situation. Like, I know where I'm in myself and you're not happy with who I am.
You talked about the conversation at the car?
Yeah. Mm. Because she's like, I've been waiting out here for, like, a while. But even though, like, I feel like Tommy just also wasn't trying to hear it. Like, she was just completely almost just done cutting off the cord.
Well, she already saw how it was going to play out.
Yeah.
I think she represented someone that was rather emotionally healthy. And because she had to be, because she went to jail and she had
left so quick, though.
Are you talking about after?
After, like, when they're in bed.
I know, that's the only thing. I'm like, yo, you could have spent the night and left the next day. Like,
or just, like, talk to her. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
You couldn't talk to her about it?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, that's a fair.
She doesn't owe her that, though.
I know, but you're dating somebody.
I mean, communication is key. Like, that's the only way it works.
Yeah, I feel that, though. She, like, she was done. She was about to go. She was, like, because she saw it in her head. She saw how it was going to play out. And she was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. I'm so angry that this did not work out.
You're angry?
Yeah, I liked her.
Yeah, we all liked her. Jules liked her, too.
But I also feel like she was... Some people come into your life for a reason and a season.
Exactly.
And maybe Tommy was the season Jules needed to get her to get to Vietnam, to get to finding her birth family, to getting to know that person is. Because I feel like she doesn't know who she is now that she is going to AA, that she is sober, that she was running her mom's studio. She doesn't know who she is now being sober, and she has to figure that out. But life is complicated and messy, and it sometimes throws a wrench when you don't need it to. So now it's time to get back to that.
And again, that's learned behavior. Like, her whole fam, all of them are avoiders. I mean, Lee is probably the least
controlling.
So
also, Jules is an Asian woman that grew up with a bunch of white people.
Real?
Of course, she
that's
has
gotta be identity crisis. 100%. So yeah, you know what, Tommy, if I can get a Tommy and a Becky in my circle, I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be emotionally healthy. Shout out to y'all. All right, so
I like Becky.
I like Becky too. Y'all just looked at me. I didn't know what to say. y'all disagree? What's up?
We just looked at you.
Becky's really cool.
Becky's dope.
Yeah,
she's
a good friend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, did you guys have any other thoughts when it comes to Tommy and Jules?
Maybe they can be friends when she gets back from Vietnam.
No, you need to let go. No. You keep wanting to get people to rekindle after. No, like,
happening. I said friends. Like
no, they don't need to be friends.
They weren't friends before. It's cool. Move on.
Yeah.
It's time. Move on.
You can move on and still be friends. What's wrong with that?
I think Danny and Lee could be friends because they had a friendship beforehand. But if your relationship happened initially for romantic reasons, what's the point?
Also, like, how much time did they spend together?
A couple months, maybe?
I think it was like 2 weeks. Tommy ran out of that place quickly.
Like a month, because they got together right before Lee got with Danny. So about a month.
That's not long enough to be friends with somebody.
Yeah. Hmm. This was my favorite episode of the season.
I want the mom to come back. I think
she's coming back.
After Jules sent that email, you ain't got a choice but to come back,
right,
mama.
Right.
Like, I will leave your studio.
Because Lee ain't doing a damn thing.
I will leave the studio in shambles.
Does she not have her phone?
No, she has the email because she's in Alaska. Apparently, Alaska doesn't have reception.
I don't even know how to email
anymore. Let's talk about Alaska's in America, okay? Alaska, that's not even international.
No, Alaska might be in America, but that is some wilderness, and half the time, like 6 months out of the year, they're in complete darkness.
Fair enough. But I still think they got phone reception, though.
She has a phone reception. If she can get email,
she got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't think we need that.
Only like certain days, maybe they get it.
Anyway, shout out to you guys in Alaska if y'all are watching.
Sorry, don't.
So. I think that's everything with our show. Before we move on to our special segments, I just want to let you guys know that we really appreciate you guys always tuning in and being part of the dialogue. We got a shout out last week. Someone told us we just did a great review, and I agree. We do great reviews every week. So as you guys do that, continue to comment, but also give us those 5 stars for these great reviews. You guys' engagement, you guys' ratings, that helps continue to make us the ESPN of TV talk. And we want to be able to continue to serve you guys. So if you have any other questions, you want to be part of the dialogue, get in on our live chat. We always do that. And then also we read those YouTube comments. So yes. We appreciate you guys. So we got some special segments for you guys. That we teased earlier. One of them you already know about. It's about understanding grief. So, Shay, would you like to go in on our mental facts for today?
Yeah, so this was an op-ed in the New York Times by Jane E. Brody on January 15th in 2018. I'm going to be an abbreviated version. You guys should check out the link. This article is really amazing. So, these are about two psychotherapists who wrote books, and they worked extensively in the field of loss and grief, and are replete with stories of guidance that can help both those in mourning and the people they encounter avoid many of the common pitfalls and misunderstandings associated with grief. Both books attempt to correct false assumptions about how and how long grief might be experienced. One book, It's Okay That You're Not Okay, by Megan Devine of Portland, Oregon, has a telling subtitle, Meeting Grief and the Loss in a Culture That Doesn't Understand. It grew out of tragic loss of her beloved partner who drowned at the age of 39 while the couple was on vacation. The other book, especially illuminating its coverage of how people cope with different kinds of losses, is Grief's Works, Stories of Life, Death, and Surviving by Julia Samuel, who works with the bereaved families both in private practice and at England's National Health Service at St. Mary's Hospital, Paddington. So the book shares a most telling message, as Ms. Samuels put it. There is no right or wrong in grief. We need to accept whatever form it takes, both in ourselves and in others. Recognizing loss as a universal experience, Ms. Devine hopes that if we can start to understand the true nature of grief, we can have a more helpful, loving, and supporting culture. Both authors emphasize that grief is not a problem to be solved or resolved. Rather, it's a process to be tended and lived through in whatever form and however long it may take. The process cannot be heard by friends and family, however well-meaning their desire to relieve the griever's anguish. Ms. Samuel wrote, recovery and adjustment can take much longer than most people realize. We need to accept whatever form it takes, both in ourselves and in others. Which also just think this article like should be read by Danny and Lee at this point.
Right.
I'm not going to go full into deep into the article. You guys should definitely check it out. It was written by put on the New York Times personal health section called Understanding Grief by Jane E. Brody. So.
I love that, and I think it reflects with the show so well. And
yes.
I love that you said Danny and Lee. Danny and Lee are giving us two different ways to grief.
Yes.
And to an extent, yeah, there's no right or wrong, but there is probably a healthier and a not as healthy. And we're kind of seeing that. And shout out to the writers for continually to show us different process of grief. We're further down into this show, and we get a little bit more drama with the plot, but they're still being quite responsible. And giving us insight into what grief looks like. So I've really enjoyed seeing that. And I've learned quite a bit.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So before we move on to our news segment, I said last week we would talk about this. And I think enough has happened to where we don't have to talk about it anymore. But Aaron Robinson, you gave us a dope comment on our episode 30. I think it was a 30-year episode about two episodes ago. I want to know how you're feeling about them now. So if you are watching this episode, hit on a comment, and we'll talk about it next week, because I do want to make you part of the conversation for taking the time out to engage with us in that way. But now that Danny and Lee are done, or potentially done, how do you feel about the relationship and how do you feel like it played out? That's a shout out to Aaron Robinson.
If they get back together, oh my gosh.
I like the whole little... She's like, wait, what if we're, I love the, what if we're in purgatory? what if this is hell? And like, we're stuck here. And then she's just like, you know, I guess we'll never break up. But
that
then in a moment, she was just like, she seemed okay with it though, too. That's what was really weird about that entire thing. And she's like, make me laugh. Or if you don't make me laugh, I'll start crying.
She likes him and they do have chemistry. The fact that in that sad moment, he can make her laugh and it wasn't even that funny. Like, yeah. That says a lot about their dynamic and their relationship. There is some good things there. It's just,
it needs to like,
there's a lot of baggage that
they get back together.
It's mostly him that he hasn't processed yet.
Do you know that Big Sean song, Jump Out My Window?
Oh, you gotta sing it for me.
No, I'm not singing it.
I know Sean Paul.
I feel that way. I will feel that way if they get back together. They can't. There's no.
There's no reason not to if they're both healthier and in a better state of mind.
But Matt's
gotta
become.
I won't say no.
Matt's not Matt. I keep doing that. Danny is gonna have to get way less emotionally. He's gonna have to get way less selfish for one, and I guess that's part of his growth process. But. He's got to come a long way with his perspective on his brother. That takes time. He's got a lot of anger.
He has to be okay that she loves him.
And they both have to learn that you loved Matt. No one's saying you can't love Matt. You're just going to love Danny differently. That doesn't make it better or worse. It's just going to be in a different way.
That's hard.
Like, that is weird.
It's hard. That's a hard conversation. But they kind of went through it a little bit. But, okay, you guys did have some more you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Y'all liked this episode, didn't y'all?
I did.
Yeah.
I love the whole Peter Pan thing, and you just start like laughing. Like everybody's looking at you like you're crazy. Yeah. That legit was me and my grandmother's funeral.
I love those moments.
Like we were talking while the pastor was talking up there, and my best friend is looking at me, my mom, and my cousin. Like we're all crazy because I like made my mom laugh in the funeral. But I'm just like, I cannot like sit here and cry right now. Yeah. Laughter is the only thing that's gonna work.
Facts.
And if I can make her laugh and not feel as sad today, that is a blessing that I will take upon myself. Okay.
Agreed. I love that moment. And Elizabeth, just they're fire actors and actresses.
We've felt into
that moment. So I hear we do actually have some news about Elizabeth Olsen also. Yes. So can we get that news drop?
TV news.
So she is for sure booked and busy. She's gonna be in the new Doctor Strange Into the Universe.
Into the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes. I'm sorry, Elizabeth Olsen, stand here.
Keep them correct.
And Marvel, come on.
But let her finish her segment.
Continue.
So she's going to be in that one. She's going to be one of the main characters, I believe.
She's going to be a key character, yes.
Yeah, so she's going to be getting paid.
She's getting paid.
Well, don't forget WandaVision. She's getting paid double time.
Yeah, also, I forgot her name, the sister.
Kelly Marie Tran.
Yeah, she's getting paid. She's going to be in the Star Wars.
Getting
the
paid.
The Mandalorian is out now on Disney Plus.
Hey, I saw Danny in a trailer for some movie. I'll figure out what movie it was. But he getting paid, too. Getting paid.
They're all getting paid.
Where Matt at?
Oh, wow.
I didn't look him up.
You're a very talented actor.
You really are.
You probably are doing stuff, and we'll be more real. We'll have some answers on that next time. But anyway, I think. Oh, no. Almost forgot.
Predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, she's like batting 100 right now, so she's got to start us off, okay? Haley, what you got for us?
Oh, God. I don't think we're going to see Tommy again, which I'm going to be.
Yeah, she's done.
She for sure dropped the bag on that.
You can go harder than that, though. You got something deeper.
Okay.
You got something better.
So the mom is going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She has to, like, somebody has to get, like, yelled at. Like, Danny or Lee has, like, somebody has to, like, yell at them or, like, say something to her. It's weird that they're dating.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You just want somebody to say it's weird?
That was
I don't really know what's going to happen.
I know, but you know what? Sometimes when you're batting 100, it's sometimes because you're being strategic and you just got to put that layup up, you know? Just a soft, easy shot.
Because her sister wasn't mad. Somebody has to be mad at this, like, this whole thing.
Everyone has been mad understanding.
I know. That's weird, though.
Why can't we live in a society where as we?
I don't feel like actually I don't feel like people are understanding. People are giving grace and space for her process.
Yes,
and
her,
that's healthy.
Her mom, yeah.
And if healthy. Mom did what she did in Alaska, she will not yell at her because mom's supposed to be transforming the woman who she is and not be controlling anymore.
Mom's gonna come back and have a problem with it because she had a relationship. With
I got a good feeling. Mom ain't gonna know. Mom will come if back. And it's over.
So that doesn't mean it's not going to get talked about, probably.
No, you know what? That's a good prediction. Because
you can, you can look at people and just know that they've had sex.
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
Like,
that's a conversation for later after the show.
I feel like I don't think they'll be together near each other for a while. They need some space. But that's a good prediction. Basically, your prediction is that mom will find out that they had sex in episode 10.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What you got, Shay?
Lee's gonna confront Nina for some answers because she's the only living person that can give it to her because she does have her space from Danny. Mama. She can't.
Yeah.
No, Nina.
Nina.
The teacher.
I don't think she will.
Dang.
I don't think she will.
I forgot all about
she needs answers.
It's a mute point at this time.
You can't drop a bomb like that and not expect me. I don't care if my husband's dead or not. I would want to know.
She responded well, though.
But, like, why?
In the moment, yeah. Well, like, when you thought about it after in, like, your way.
You think she going up to the school?
Oh, no. She definitely hit into that school.
Her problem is with Matt, not with her.
That doesn't mean she can't. Woman to woman. I'm like that old song. Woman to woman. The man you in love with.
They didn't do nothing, though. Yeah.
But. I would if I was a woman and finding out a year later that my husband might have had an affair, might have wanted to leave me for another woman, I would want to know because you came into my face all like nothing was a situation like maybe and what were your feelings towards my husband? I would want to know that information.
Okay, that's a good prediction.
Obviously, that's your mama's coming back. Yeah. Mama's coming back definitely. And
I said that last week, by the way.
Where's the dad?
He's trying to repair his own marriage at this point.
But like, those are your kids.
Yeah, but
only technically one is, but he ain't claiming. he also needs space for them apparently.
All right, well I need to do my prediction.
Go to your prediction.
Thank you. Let me think. No.
What you think?
I don't know. This was such a good episode. What could happen? What could even happen?
I don't think he dies.
I don't think we'll see Jules in Vietnam till next season. I don't think we're gonna see Jules in episode 10. She's gonna be gone already.
Really?
Yeah, that's a prediction. I don't know. I think I could do better than that, though.
She has to see her mom come back. She ain't gonna just leave and say, Mom flying in, I'm flying out. We didn't cross paths.
You know what's interesting? Lee and Jules, they haven't fought since their mom has been gone.
True.
Yeah, they've
Come back and just wreck that whole ish.
Okay, cool. Let me go with that. Mom gonna come back and all hell's gonna break loose.
Take what I said. Okay.
No, you know what? I think mom's gonna come back super healthy. I think she's gonna feel a little renewed, refreshed, and recharged, and she's gonna have not a completely different energy, but a different type of energy because she, you know, had a meltdown in front of them and then avoided them.
But I actually agree with you. I definitely could see like the mom stuff. Megan is gonna be the one thing that somehow gets the girls to fight.
Yeah.
Mom gonna finish them damn three therapist sessions that she paid for. That's what she gonna do. All right, we gotta get out of here though. So. Thank you for joining us, guys. This has been a pleasure reviewing with you guys. I feel like we have some great conversations and open up a lot of cool doors thanks to this show. But before we get out of here, you guys want to tell them where to find you on social media and what you're working on?
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. I'm your host for the Disney News Weekly on Popcorn Talk. And tonight at 8 p.m., right after this show, I am doing the High School Musical, the series after show on AfterBuzz TV.
You can find me everywhere at Haley Matthews.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can find me on Instagram at D'Angelo, on Twitter at D'Angelo TV. Follow on Instagram. I got some dope content and information coming for you guys soon. But anyway, thank you for joining us. We're out.
See you finale.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not miss...